Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
And welcome to another edition of On the Couch with Michael Couch. I'm your host for tonight. It is 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. The topic is determination. What is determination? Do you possess it? Do you want to develop it? Can you develop it? Is it something inherent or something learned? Here to join me talking about it is writer, producer, director, actor, editor, cinematographer, and I think he makes a mean bowl of chili, Mr. Joe McClain, calling in from Los Angeles, California, and our resident intuitive Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, will be joining us to go ahead and take your calls a little bit later, called in for your universal messages from your universal inbox. So the call-in number tonight is 516-418-5594. Don't call in right now. We're going to go ahead and go to a little bit of music first. I was trying to pick a song that really resonated with me, and it's an oldie but a goodie, and I think you're going to like it. So when we get back, Sandy Athey and Joe McClain, join me. Don't leave. You're on the couch. Don't go away. And my favorite song is not Coldplay, but this is Desiree with You Gotta Be. And you gotta be. Gotta be all you can every day. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
of mine that I've been listening to for years. Love it, Desiree.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
And luckily, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. She's here tonight. 516-418-5594 is the call-in number. Don't call in right now. Sandy Athey joining me. Sandy Athey, you always look beautiful when you come to my couch. You always look all bling bling and everything.
Well, thank you so much. It's a very warm evening, so I'm wearing a very long caftan in the energy of old Hollywood.
Well, as you always do, and you always look fantastic. And I have your accoutrement. Tonight I made some mini quiches, but I'm really happy you arrived first because Joe's actually here. And I think Joe is actually wearing his boxers. So, everybody, this is Joe McClain. Joe McClain from GingerBeardFilms.com. Joe, thank you so much for joining us tonight to talk about the topic determination. If anybody has determination, I know you do. Your body of work precedes you. And I'm anxious to see what you will say. So welcome to the first time on the couch. You were with me on Victoria a few times. So welcome to my new house. What do you think of what do you
Thank
what do
you, you
think
so much.
Of it?
I really appreciate you having me on, Michael. It's great.
Thank you, man. Let's go right to determination. First question. Let's go to Joe first. Joe, determination, what does it mean to you?
You know what? I think thinking about that today, as I knew I was coming on to be with you tonight, but I don't know. Maybe determination is just the thing that gets you going, because really, determination for me becomes a lot easier the more you have pushing behind you. And the only way you get that trail of things behind you is to keep continuously doing and achieving or striving for your goals. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just I have this energy, this desire to just not give up, to not fail. And I guess right. That's the determination.
Yeah. Sandy, with your universal experience, I know that every show you give us your topic on or the universal understanding of the topic. So what does the universe have to say to you or to us about determination?
I checked the inbox for the universe with the message for all of us tonight about determination, and it came about 30 seconds ago during that beautiful song, and this is what came in, okay?
All right.
Determination is a strong intention which needs to be tempered with discernment and patience to be most effective. If you're determined to be on the other side of the road, look both ways before crossing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the message, that determination is a wonderful thing, but full strength, you could miss things along the way if you have that tunnel vision of determination. And the message from the universe is temper it with patience and with discernment so that you're looking as you're focused on your goal. You're making sure that you're making the right choices along the way while you're determined to get there.
True. Would you both not agree, let's go to Joe first, that determination is largely determined by intention?
Yeah, of course. I mean, but you have determination in everything that you do. So it's like, but if, you know, as long as if your intention can be good or bad, you can still have determination to get it done. I think that the big thing there is that there's a balancing act, because if you don't have enough determination, you're going to peter out before you achieve your goal. And if you have too much determination, then you're going to slam into a brick wall. So it's like trying to have thick skin, because you're going to meet failure. Got to have thick skin, but you can't have so thick a layer of skin that you're not accepting critique along the way to help you attain your goal.
Yeah.
Joe, that's exactly what the universe was saying right there. Tempering it with patience and discernment. That's exactly, I agree. Yeah. It's exactly what the universe was saying, to make sure that you can be fluid in your determination.
I totally agree. Joe, let's go to your film, Life Tracker. Your film, Life Tractor, I bought it. So I'm one of those people that actually did. But Life Tracker. Give us a really quick synopsis.
Life Tracker is about a company that comes out with this new sort of way of reading your DNA, which shows you that there is a genetic timeline to your life. So, and a lot of it is based on science facts. So if you were to look at your DNA, you can actually look at the past viruses. They're collected on your DNA. So you can know how many and which kind of viruses you've had during your life. But this particular scientist in the movie figures out a way to look at the future segment of your biology, and you can predict the future of biological events. So it doesn't allow you to predict the lottery numbers for Tuesday, but it can help you find out if you're going to get a specific disease in the future, or if you're going to suffer from some sort of mental anguish or a broken bone, and all of that is based on the hormones and the things that your body produces during those times of your life.
Plus, they also go ahead and project your end date. So they can tell you
right.
if you're going to have cancer. They can tell you if you're having what kind of cancer and everything. And it's a fantastic film. It's available at lifetrackermovie.com. Go there. Buy the movie. Don't download it for free because starving artists are starving artists.
Yeah. You can pretty much find it anywhere. It's on iTunes and Amazon and Hulu and YouTube. Everywhere you want to go, you can find it.
Yeah.
Why were you so determined to make this movie, Joe?
Good question.
What was it about that had your focus?
Well, I just really love I love big, gigantic stories that are told on an intimate scale. So like that what I just told you is like the all encompassing umbrella of the story, but really Life Tracker follows three friends who get their death dates, and you get to see how a little bit of information affects how
how you live your life.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was really that age-old question of, like, you know, if you know when you're going to die, like, if you're given 6 months to live, do you party your ass off and live it to the fullest, or do you become depressed and just wallow away the final time that you've got on this earth? And then there was this other plaguing question of, if you're given that time, is that definite, or is there something you can do between now and then to change your fate?
Oh, that's fascinating. That's a fascinating subject. Would you want to know?
Really proud of
would
is,
you guys want to know?
For sure I would want to know. I wouldn't be able to resist it. Whether I got good news or bad news, there's no way I... Knowing the information was out there would kill me to not know it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, I'm a total chicken shit. I would rather go ahead. if I got my end date, I mean, I don't even know if I would... Would I skydive? No. Would I roller coaster? No. I think I would just seriously sit and eat bacon and drink wine.
Michael, if you had this test and this test said for sure that you were not going to die today, would you then go skydiving?
Hell no. I wouldn't go skydiving if you paid me $1 million. I'm just Indiana
That's
Jones.
That's not on your bucket list. Huh?
Indiana Jones, I am not.
You know, that is one of those good questions, though. The question of, like, how much braver do you get? If you find out the exact date of your death isn't until 2062, that means today you can go out and do almost anything, right?
That truly does. But you know what? I will go ahead and take this tack. Determination takes enough bravery, because between the courage that it takes to go ahead and fight for your – I wouldn't say fight for your dreams, but follow your dreams with your head down, learning, taking all of the – basically what you are doing is you are flying into a bug storm on a motorcycle without your helmet on. That's what determination is to me sometimes, because sometimes it can really take a toll on you. So that's where I go with it. We're taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. We're talking to Sandy Athey, and writer, producer, director, actor Joe McClain is here tonight. We're going to go to a little bit of a commercial and some music. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com. That's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301. That's 306-467-2301.
Galilee Tafton. This is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last. We get back more with Joe McClain and Sandy Acey. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
I want a little something more. Don't want the middle or the one before. I don't desire a complicated past, but I want a love that will last. Say that you love me, say I'm the one. Don't kiss and hug me and then try to run. I don't do drama, my tears don't fall fast, but I want a love that will last. Give me forever. Don't even think about saying goodbye, 'cause I just want one love to be enough and remain in my heart till I die. Call me romantic, oh, I guess that's so. There's something more that never leave you, so don't even ask. And I want a love that will last. I want a love that will last.
And a love that will last.
This is Christine Haynes, and I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
Christine's a little shy and a little soft-spoken, but you're back. We're on the couch with Joe McClain and intuitive and author Sandy Acey. Sandy, let's go to you for this one. I was talking with a friend of mine, and determination is determined by, we discovered two things, reward or punishment. Do you agree?
Oh, wait, what was the question again? Determination is determined by...
Determination is motivated by...
Is motivated, okay.
Motivated by reward or punishment. And then, Joe, we're going to you after this.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I know. We were sitting around, and I thought, you know what? That is exactly it, because either you're motivated to do right or motivated to do wrong. You're motivated to, and both of those things are judgment from my point of view. But either the motivation and determination to do something results in a satisfactory result or the bad stuff. So,
well, and of course, you know, the right or wrong is... all based on perspective too. If you talk to the mouse and the cat, you know, when the cat's having dinner of the mouse is going to have a completely different perspective than the cat. And so, you know, exactly. it all depends on what your perspective is with right and wrong too.
Mm-hmm. Joe, let's go to you for that one.
This is the carrot or the stick, right? Like, I mean, how do you get somebody to do something
sort
you want?
Sort of ish, yes.
Do you punish them or do you, you know, tempt them with something? And really, I think this comes back to that balance as well, because either of those things can hurt you. So if you succeed at something, it can satisfy you enough to kill your urge to continue on. Or if you fail too hard, if you get punished too hard by your failure, then that could be enough to make you give up. So you really have to just find that middle ground so that you don't – it's like, you know, in my business, obviously, you'll hear on the news or in the trades that some people do read reviews of their work and other people don't read reviews of their work. And if you were to read those reviews and say you're in a play that's going to run for 6 weeks and you read all the opening night reviews and they're all terrible, how are you going to possibly get yourself through the next 5 weeks of your run? If they're all fantastic, well, then that stops you from continued growth and moving forward towards the betterment
exactly
of your
right.
heart or your performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
Exactly
so
right.
True.
So
you have to know inside yourself what your reward or your what you're going towards. You
right.
have to
yeah.
have that determination. Yeah, you have to have that goal and that intention of your own.
Not to interrupt, but determination again. Let's go to Joe first. Joe, do you think that it's inherited through DNA, or do you think it's a learned behavior? You know, because it's one of those things. Some people have determination. And I apply no judgment to this whatsoever. Some people apply determination to get welfare. So that's their goal, to go ahead and do that. So determination is not directly affected by the outcome, but determination matters when some people are determined, some people are not. And the word determination itself is determination. So, you know, where do you go with that, Joe?
I don't think that... that determination as far as nurture and nature is so white and black. I think it's a little bit of both. You know, you can have someone who's genetically determined, comes from a long line of willful and powerful people, but you put them in a poverty-stricken family that all they can do is worry about whether they can get clean drinking water, and that's not going to do anything. Their determination's not going to do anything for them. And you can do the other way around, too. You can put somebody in a place that where they have – you know, where they literally are growing up on a silver spoon, and of course that can take away your determination. But you know, there's a really funny thing about the Bush Anheuser company is one of these companies that is continually passed down to the next person in line in the family. And if you look at this graph, I think the Times put this out, but if you look at the graph, you'll find the person who started the business made a huge, wonderful, determined push and made a hugely successful company. Then when he passed it down to his son, who never had to work a day in his life, the company failed. And then when that son passed it down to his floundering company, down to his son had to work really hard to bring the company back up. And then, of course, the thing repeats itself because now his children don't have to work for anything, and he passes it to them, and it flounders under them. So, and that company has done that for 7 or 8 generations now.
Very effective.
Well, what is it that makes one – oh, I'm sorry. Gentlemen, what is it that makes – one, if you took two people and you put them in the same environment, and this often happens, say they grew up in an urban setting where they didn't have a lot of opportunities. So what makes one person become a star athlete and another person end up in prison? Why is that person determined to do well? And we often hear these stories. I guess I'm one of those stories where I was determined to do well. So what is that little spark in there that has one person do well with it and one person not be determined?
Yeah, it's a tough question. And again, that could be nature and nurture too. I mean, like I genuinely point out like specific people that were influencing me at a very specific time in my evolution as a person. Like, for example, a high school drama teacher of mine. Without her, there's no way I'd still be making movies today. You know, so
she sparked
like,
your determination, is what you're saying.
Well, she pushed very hard. In fact, she pushed so hard that I think other people that were in her class or in under her tutelage would disagree with me because they felt like she was pushing too hard for what we were supposed to be doing in high school. But for me, it kicked my ass. It showed me what I loved. I found a passion, and I went with it. But, I mean, then I also do things to myself. Like when I went to college, I was on a Shakespeare performance scholarship, and I chose not to minor because I knew already intellectually that if I had a business minor or a language minor or some other minor to fall back on, I knew that the art world is so tough that if I minored in business, that meant my career would be business. And I refused to let that happen, so I chose to not give myself the option.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You went without a net. You're like, okay,
yeah.
I'm going without a net. Right.
Well, that's what determination is. Determination is taking that leap of faith, and the more you challenge yourself, the better you become. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. On the couch with Joe McLean and Sandy Athey. The topic is determination, calling with your stories. We're going to go to a little bit of music. And for all those people, you know, determination is one of those things that can either suck the shit out of you or lift you up. And for all those people who just want to cry, I applaud tears. I want tears. Tears are cleansing. So this is a little bit of Holly Cole Cry if you want to. Don't go away. You're on the couch with Joe McLean, Sandy Athey, and myself, your host, Michael Couch. Don't go away.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on.
Cameron's always on the couch with me from Maple Star Media from Nashville, Tennessee. If you're just tuning in to this edition of On the Couch, Joe McClain, writer, producer, director, and actor, cinematographer. And Joe, do you make a good pot of chili? I mentioned that in the intro.
I don't cook anything.
he likes Amy's pizzas.
There we go.
It's true. Everything I cook comes out of the freezer.
Tune in and call in with your thoughts about determination, or if you have any messages that Sandy can retrieve to you from her universal inbox for you, give a call at 516-418-5594. Joe, let's talk about the Drama Club. You can check it out at thedramaclubmovie.com. They start filming on September 15th, 2015. Go ahead to thedramaclubmovie.com. Click support or donate. Everybody needs to open their purses, check their couches, check their jackets and stuff, and support the independent film artist. And again, a man who knows about determination. The Drama Club sounds very, very interesting, Joe. Tell us about it.
The Drama Club can best be described as like the Big Chill, but for my generation.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a bunch of friends that come together because of not necessarily a tragedy in my case, but there is a reason for them to get together. And they realize once they get there, after having not seen each other for a long time, that all of their old grudges and lusts and issues with one another were all waiting sort of just beneath the surface, and they didn't even know it. And I'm sort of interested in telling this particular story because I feel like my generation is sort of in this weird middle ground between Gen X and the millennials. And it's a weird spot to be because the Gen Xers were the last generation to be able to live their entire lives not necessarily needing technology in the same way that we do today. And the millennials had it from before they were – while they were still in grade school. And it was people caught in the middle like me that were sort of that learning ground that we were the ones that first tested out this new cell phone technology when the internet got really popular, when the personal computer became something that everybody had. So, like, my parents never really needed it. My children will certainly know it, you know, at the ripe old age of three, and I'm the one that had to learn it. And then on top of that learning curve, my generation was coming into the marketplace, coming into the job market at the exact same time that we hit – the 9/11 era. So, and of course, also the financial downturn that came after that. So the people that are the millennials who are literally changing the world now with things like Twitter were able to jump right there when the economy was back up on its feet or just after, you know, the whole world had crumbled and they were there to pick up the pieces. And I was already too old to have those jobs or too lacking in experience with technology to understand those jobs, to understand the new world that we were living in.
Yeah,
and
well,
there was not enough jobs that didn't include those things, like my parents' generation, to keep me employed.
Yeah. Again, determination in point. What I find fascinating about the Drama Club movie is that Dane Bowman, who also starred in Life Tracker, is in that. Chelsea Pavel from Boy Talk, a great series. Go ahead and check it out. Chris Ciccarelli and Barry Finnegan, and Lisa DeWeerd, I believe it's pronounced,
yep.
But and from Happy Feet too. So you're working with a lot of the same people. Which does it make it easier or more difficult for you?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's easier to work with them because. They, in fact, a lot of them would tell you that the reason they're willing to work with me is because of my determination, because they know there's so many people in this town, Michael, that like will say,
what are
you working on? And they'll have a screenplay they've been working on for 15 years, but they've never actually written the end. And they still call themselves a screenwriter. So like my friends know that if I say I'm making a movie, that movie's getting done. If I say I'm writing a screenplay, that script is getting done. So they're willing to come on board my projects because they know they're in good hands. And it does, you know, it's tough sometimes because when you know somebody so personally, a lot of these people in the drama club I've known for 20 years now, and it, you know, feelings can get hurt when you're so close to someone. So a lot of the things in this business have to do with money, and a lot of things have to do with who you know and what you know and how connected you are. And unfortunately, in the movie business, sometimes you have to decide, like, okay, am I going with my friends or am I going with someone who has a little bit bigger of a following, you know?
Yeah, so no.
It can hurt feelings, too.
Absolutely. You know, even a diamond needs to be buffed, and I say buffed by your friends, but a diamond needs to be polished by people surrounding you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's one of those things that it's what you want to go ahead and choose. Taking your calls, 516-418-5594. No, Sandy, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that I just kind of peeked in Joe's inbox a little bit. And it
good. Joe, get
yeah, right.
Joe, come on,
and
man.
Based on what he just said, the universe says that you're always determined to make a good product. That was what I was getting, was that it was always most important to you, whether it was your friends or the relationships that you were just speaking of. The bottom line for you is always to follow your passion, and you're determined to have that be a product that is something you can be very proud of.
True, and I think product is a really good word because that's what I'm in the business of. Yes, I'm in the business of telling stories, but the stories are my product. And if at some point those products don't sell, then I don't get to make the next product. So
right.
There really is a fine line between creativity and commerce.
Yes,
definitely.
No. But also, no, one of the biggest things is that you mentioned, Joe, is pride. It's pride in your product. Pride in your product will motivate the determination. You know,
exactly.
You know what I mean? It's that, you know, I listen when I finish a show, I listen back to it two or three times. I make my notes to myself because I want every show to be better than the last one. It's just my goal. That's my determination. That's my motivation. The last thing I wanted to be is a boring talk show host and, you know, bore people with my bullshit and yada, yada, yada. And please forgive all of the French. But it's one of those things where you have to take pride in your understanding to be motivated enough to be determined to produce something fantastic. And Joe, you continue to do all the time. And
you know what's
definitely
funny? Something that I take a lot of pride in. Yes, I love it when I get to hear an audience laugh or get feedback from an audience. That's wonderful. But you're not constantly screening something. A lot of the time is spent in the process of making that thing that's going to screen. So one thing that I take so much pride from, and without it, it would be tough to continue on at the speed that I'm going. But when my attorney or an agent is willing to take my stuff and pass it along to their contacts to help get it made, that is really good because I know that in this business, if agents or managers or lawyers passed on bad material to their contacts would stop accepting material from them. So I know that if those people are willing to pass my stuff on, it at least means they think it's good enough to spread the word through them.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and you're determined to have that product be good enough for that to be passed on for people to, you have to have, and that's what I see as your underlying determination, Joe, is that product itself and being proud of it, and you're determined to get it moving in the marketplace, but not just for any reason. It has to be a quality product.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, something
that
I really like is when you go to the Amazon page for Life Tracker, they have like a little graph that shows you can vote on the movie between 1 and 10, 10 being the best, and the graph is like a perfect U. It's like 1s and 10s to the extreme, and it's actually something that I love because at least nobody felt mediocre about it. People either get on
right.
and they say they hated it or they loved it,
loved
and at
it.
Least that means they felt passionately about it.
Well, that's what you do. That's what you do, Joe, is you go ahead and actually move people, and especially with Life Tracker. And I can't wait for the Drama Club. Tell me about the Fixers. I'm so curious to know about that because you sent me the link. I read the synopsis and stuff, but the graphics and the animation are brilliant. Who did that?
Yeah. I have a really incredibly talented artist named Mike Watson who lives in Ohio. But he, through my writing, some scripts that I wrote, the concept that I wrote, he designed all the characters for me, and together we created that book that I shared with you. But The Fixers is just a gigantic, over-encompassing, like, sci-fi world about two teams of time travelers that go, their job is to go back in time and make tiny, tiny corrections to the past to make the present a better place. And it's not like you can't go back and kill Hitler to stop World War II. It's things like stop an influential teenager from reading a book that inspired them, and that would stop a war 30 years later. Or stop two people from falling in love because eventually their relationship will lead to something terrible. So it's changing those tiny little things in the past. However, there are two teams, and both of these teams, during a terrible mission to the past, they lose somebody that's very close to them. And one of the team captains decides that after the passing of one of their loved ones, they decide that they should not be making these changes, that they should have let the world and life lead on with, you know, without their changing it, and that they had made a mistake. And another one said, if we don't continue with our mission, my loved one will have died in vain. So the good guy, the guy who decides they messed up and they don't want to continue fixing, he decides to leap back into the past and start undoing all the fixes that they've made in their missions. So it's something really that I love about it, the dichotomy of the good guy's job is to go back and destroy and cause pain and cause hurt and war in order to bring back love and happiness to the present, while the bad guy, who desperately is trying to do the right thing, is going back to try to make things better, but really all it does is delete love and happiness in the present. Because without pain, you can't have pleasure.
Exactly right. It's so brilliantly written. Sandy, you have all... Joe, would you mind if I shared that with Sandy? Because the illustrations, are really brilliant.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So very,
yeah,
very
good. Yeah, I mean,
good.
I would, if I never got to work on anything else in my entire life and I could only work on The Fixers, I would choose that. Like, that would be my deal with the devil, because I view it as sort of, even though it's not released yet, Michael, you're one of the very few that's ever seen it.
I know, I feel privileged.
But I want that to be a world like the Star Wars universe or the Star Trek universe or the Doctor Who universe. These things where they can go on forever. They can have different incarnations, it can be a Saturday morning cartoon, a movie franchise. It can be a comic book. And as long as you have the same characters in the same world, the stories are endless.
Endless. Yeah,
endless. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Taking your call tonight at 516-418-5594. Sandy, if he wants to read your universal messages, so go ahead and call in. We're talking to Joe McClain, writer, producer, director, and actor. And we're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, Joe McClain, I'm going to go ahead and bust you and tell everybody that you're writing a book. So don't go away. You're on the couch.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now.
This is Matt Abler, End of the World. Sometimes it's the end of the world, sometimes it's not. It's up to you. Your perception, your understanding, your motivation, your determination carries on. You're listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch.
I don't want to ride this roller coaster. Think I want to get on, but they buckled me down like it's the end of the world. If you don't want to have this conversation, then you better get out, because we're climbing to our death. At least that's what they want you to think. Just in case we jump the track, like a corkscrew.
End of the World, Matt Abler.
Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day with Michael on the Couch.
Love him. Love Bob.
Love him. All right, Joe, before we go ahead and bust your balls on your book, there was a couple informational and inspirational quotes on determination. One of my favorite was, Jill, let's go to you first. This is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Give me your thoughts.
Oh, I think a lot of the times the universe would conspire to stop you from making it happen.
Okay.
I mean, I can understand where he's coming from. There's a really great book called The War of Art, not The Art of War, but The War of Art, that talks about once you get out there in the world, everything will feel like it's trying to stand in your way, and you just have to push past it.
Sandy, let's go to you for that one.
You know how I feel, Michael.
I know how you feel, but let's go ahead and lend the universal energy.
Well, it all depends on your vibration. And when you're in alignment with, and that goes back to what I was saying about tempering it with patience and discernment. When you're in alignment with what is right for you and what is works for you, and the universe does bring things into your path that support that. But it's up to us to recognize those things and to act upon them. And it's not something that happens every moment of every day. But I agree with Emerson. I think that the universe does bring things into our awareness and into our consciousness as we are determined towards a goal. I think that it is brought to support us.
Yes, I do, but only if you're open to it. I think only if you're silent enough to go ahead and receive it. I mean, Joe, would you agree that there has been points in your career that there has been certain levels of desperation where you think, oh, why the hell am I doing this? But then something happens.
Yeah, we all have that.
A little glimmer happens, so we go ahead and follow that. It's following that glimmer. It's following that determination. It's following that motivation that is only within. This is another really great one I saw from Sarah Dressen, author of Keeping the Moon. I'm not familiar with her at all, but if you try anything, if you try to lose weight or to improve yourself or to love or to make the world a better place, you have already achieved something wonderful even before you begin. Forget failure. If things don't work out the way you want, hold your head up high and be proud and try again and again and again. Joe, let's go to you.
I don't want to come off as the negative Nancy here, but I also have a little bit of umbrage with that quote, because it's just, the world is just not so rosy. It's tough out there, and if you're not ready to be slapped a little bit, you're going to fail. So you have to be able to stand up, hold your ground, and push through all the shit that is thrown at you. And if you can do that, that's kind of like proving to the universe that you have what it takes.
Joe, I picked that one particularly for you, knowing you the way you are. My last one is, if a plan doesn't work, the alphabet has 20... Oh, I'm sorry. If plan A doesn't work, the alphabet has 25 more letters. 204 if you're in Japan. Let's go to Sandy.
Yeah, I like
that.
Had
to do that one. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, this Earth and this universe is comprised of so many different things. And if you come to Earth, I agree with Joe, if you come to Earth believing that it's all going to be rosy and wonderful and beautiful, you might be a little bit surprised. But as you have those things come into your life, it is that determination that takes you through them to look past it to something beautiful and wonderful. Because we're going to experience everything here. Everything,
yeah,
from A to Z and 24 in Japanese or whatever it was. Yes.
I agree. 204. But,
204.
I agree with Joe on a big level, too, because, quite frankly, being slapped in the face a few times really To quote Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs, it toughens your nipples. You know what I mean? The sensitivity has to go away. The emotion has to go away with determination. Because the number of hits you're going to take, especially in Joe's career or anybody's career, you have to actually toughen up. And that's why I play the song. You got to be bad. You got to be strong. You got to be you know, whatever the hell it is. But you have to.
I don't know, Michael. Everything that I've been through has made me softer. How interesting is that?
Honey, no, I understand, but I'm also bamboo on the water. I'm a stick on the water. But you know what? It's also being able, as a human being, Joe, would you agree, to actually determine your own path. There has to be direction, there has to be motivation, and there has to be intent. That's what drives determination.
Yep,
we'll take your calls. We're 7 minutes out, 516-418-5594. We have no callers, so you know what? I just love talking with you. This is Jackie D. Williams with Unite With Me, and I can't think of a more appropriate song right now. Don't go away. You're listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch, Joe McClain, and Sandy Acey. Don't go away.
Relax. You're on the couch with Michael Couch.
And yes, they are. Sandy, Casey, and Joe McLean joining me for the last 3 minutes. Joe, let's go ahead, and I'm gonna blow you out of the water here. Your book, James Watson and the S Factor, written by you and Joseph Campo. When can we have it?
It will be probably another month because it's taking the final. We're doing the final editing right now, but it's gonna be out there. And thanks to you because you put out your book a little while ago, and it sort of woke me up to an idea that I had had on the shelf for quite some time. And just like, what am I waiting for? Why don't I just take the plunge? It was
exactly.
It was actually a screenplay that I wrote in 2004. I was never going to have enough money to take a movie of this size off the ground because the budget would be too big. So in 2009, I turned it into a book, and then it just sat on my shelf. So why... It's certainly going to do a lot better sitting on Amazon's shelf than it is going to be sitting on my shelf.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's wonderful having three authors on the same show. I mean, seriously. I mean, Sandy Athey with The Daily Dance. I mean, isn't it kind of cool, Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely is. And, Joe, I have really enjoyed you so much tonight. Thank you for inviting me to join you on the couch. I really enjoyed it very much. Joe, give me a 10-second... there's a movie that's being made about my life story. What advice do you have for me? 10 seconds.
Just know that movies are a different medium. You gotta, screenwriters and filmmakers have to do a lot of different things. So if it's not exactly the way your life is, there's a reason why it was done that way.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show. I've really, really enjoyed you very, very much. Please give us your information again, how to get in touch with you, how to see your work. And
you can find me on Twitter at Joe_McLean. And if you guys are so interested, go to thedramaclubmovie.com and hit the donate button. Help me make a movie. Shooting in September.
Terrific.
Help him, absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of On the Couch. Joe McLean, thank you so much. Sandy Athey, our resident. Intuitive, great show. Wish we had more callers, but you know what? I think I think American Idol's on or something like that. I have no idea. But tune into On the Couch. Like me on Twitter and on Facebook. And Joe McLean, always a pleasure talking to you, man. Love to you and the family. Love your little boy. Seriously, man. Sandy Athey, thank you again. And thanks for listening to another edition of On the Couch. 10 seconds left. Good night, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks, guys.
Safe
Thanks,
journey,
girl.
And I'll
Safe
talk
journey.
To you soon.
You
Bye.
Got it. Be good.